On Saturday morning, almost 10,000 people will line up for the Illinois Marathon, Half Marathon, and Relay. Many just want to finish, others hope to set a personal record. But some, like Jeff Kelly, have a more competitive goal. Jeff Kelly wants to set the course record in the Masters division, age 40 and up. The current Masters course record is 2 hours, 33 minutes, and 20 seconds for the marathon. It's held by a Michigan man. But Kelly really wants to beat another local runner, Harley Johnson's time of 2 hours, 40 minutes, and 18 seconds.
I used to run with Harley and admire him a lot. And I said early on that that's my goal, to beat Harley's time. So if he's listening, I'm coming after him.
To beat the Masters record, Kelly will have to run the 26.2 miles at a 5-minute, 50-second-a-mile pace. It helps that he's built to run, tall and lean. And for him, running is fun.
I played soccer in high school and then started running on my own after that. I was about 18. I have a lot of energy, and I needed to channel that energy. I'd enjoyed it from the first time I went out. I just enjoyed it. It was a feeling like you're doing something right. I moved up here in large part because they had a big running scene, and I think that's great about this town is that they have a running club and they have so many races. I think we have a great, good participation from all levels, and I think that helps. You know, you're not out there by yourself. You can go to the fun runs. My friend and I started a race team, so that's out there. If you want to join people, you can do it.
If Kelly breaks the Masters record, he'll be within 10 minutes of the overall course record and finish way under a Boston Marathon qualifying time, a race he's already run 5 times.
It was tough. It was very challenging, but the thing is the crowd, you can't compare the crowd to anywhere else. The whole way there's people screaming, and you feel like you're a pro athlete. If you're a marathoner, you have to do Boston.
I mentioned Boston because the Illinois Marathon is often used to qualify for Boston because
it's totally flat. There is one hill at the country club here in town, but it's very slight, and most people wouldn't call it a hill. But this course is very fast. If you get a good day with little wind, and the temperatures look to be real good this Saturday in the mid-50s, there's no excuses.
Kelly certainly isn't allowing for any excuses. He runs every day. But he says it's not about miles logged.
See, I don't like that question. That's the question that everybody asks. And my mission is to change that.
Okay.
Because that doesn't tell what you're doing. Like, if I run 100 miles a week, but I run it slow, I'm not training well.
So what would he say about training?
I tend to look at a marathon as, like, I want to race the whole thing. And the majority of people just want to get out there and run it and have fun. And that's fine. But if you want to train, like if you're coming from a running background, I think you need to run a lot of mileage, increase your lactate threshold, and that's just the pace you can sustain for a long time. And then I'm real big on strength training. I think that helps to keep strong because you don't get hurt as much. And then I think you have to run your marathon pace. You talk about guys that run 5:30 miles the whole time. They're out there running 5:30 pace for 10 miles, and that's how they get the job done. You know, they have to hurt to get the race done.
And with that, he takes off on another run. I'm Amanda Hunnickford, Illinois Public Media.